This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks so much for listening. It was a day like any other in America. 355 of them this year, anyway.
Hi, this is Barbara Gordon. I'm calling from Willamette, Oregon. The shooting today is just heartbreaking. What is there to say? And what more can be said?
Barbara reached out to us yesterday as police were chasing the suspects, a married couple, in the San Bernardino, California shooting. They were eventually killed after a police chase. Yesterday morning, local time, they walked in armed and masked to a crowded room where a holiday party was going on the campus of a facility that deals with people with disabilities. They began shooting. At least 14 were killed. At least 17 were injured. Why?
The only thing I'm comfortable saying at this point is that the information we have is that they came prepared to do what they did as if they were on a mission.
San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Bergwan speaking just as the investigation into this shooting was beginning, as we mentioned, the 355th shooting of the year in America. Today, police in the community are exploring motive and security in facilities like the Inland Regional Center where the shooting took place. Joining me now is Oliver Jones, journalism professor at the Emerson College campus in Los Angeles, who's been reporting this story since yesterday afternoon. What do we know about the individuals, and how was the police presence as you came upon the neighborhood where the family lives yesterday?
While you walk into the neighborhood in Redlands where they live, and you know, last night it was trash night, right? All of the barrels were out, the green, blue, and black barrels. I'm sure you've all seen them if you've ever walked through California on a trash night. And you know, you see the Christmas lights on. It's just a neighborhood like any others. And suddenly you think to yourself, my gosh, there could be an explosive device in one of those barrels, right? I mean, right down the street at a driveway is a SWAT vehicle. You know, the kind of militarized vehicles that we've become increasingly alarmed seeing local police with, but doing exactly what it's designed to do, sending a robot in to deal with explosive devices and dangerous devices. You never get comfortable or used to, you know, sounds like a shotgun blast, which I heard at 6:30 last night outside the Redlands, California home that this couple shared. It's also incongruous, and it all just, it makes less sense the closer you get to it. You know what I mean?
How are people in the community dealing with the detail of the names of these individuals? They're U.S. born, Syed Rizwan Farouk, his wife Tashfeen Malik, and their relatives are, you know, they're U.S., but certainly this leads people to speculate about other kinds of motives that relate to ethnicity and that sort of thing. How is the community handling that? How is the family handling that?
Again, I mean, things have been moving so quickly. When I visited a relative of one of the shooters yesterday, I mean, there was rice cooking. The lights were bright. It was just a sort of lovely, welcoming home. I kind of wanted to come in and just have a bowl of rice and a cup of tea. And it seemed to me that the man did not exactly know what was going on yet. And this man, he was had kind of a loose blue linen shirt with the sleeves rolled up, and was cooking himself a lovely dinner in his bright home. And he was not any different from you or me or anyone else puttering about their house after coming home from work.
Sure, and an expression of shock that this had happened, a sense that...
I would say more just befuddlement, and I don't believe he understood completely how his family might have been involved in this case. But again, you know, talking to neighbors in by the Redlands home, of course, you hear this again and again, but nothing stood out. These are our neighbors. These are our friends. This is you and I. I mean, that there may be differences that stand out to some people, but when you get close to the scene, what really tends to hit you is the sameness, and that what is ever causing these certain people to choose to commit crimes like this, those people, they're us. And that's really hard to understand, and that's hard to take.
Here's Farhan Khan, the brother-in-law of one of the suspects, Saeed Farooq, who gave a press conference last night.
I have no idea. I have no idea. Why would he do that? Why would he do something like this? I have absolutely no idea. I'm in shock myself.
That befuddlement that you describe is evident in Farhan Khan's statement there. What about a sense of vulnerability in the broad community of San Bernardino today?
I think we're feeling that across the world, aren't we? I think that in, you know, when often in these communities, when these things happen, it's almost easier for them to pull together than it is for the rest of us. Of course, there was last night that kind of, I guess you would call it rubbernecking or looky-loo sort of, you know, kind of shock value to see something like this happen in your quiet community. But my sense is that there was almost, you could feel a palpable pulling together.
Well, there's a ritual to that pulling together, to the sense of fear, to the vulnerability, to the sense of speechlessness, to the very, you know, stuttering that you're expressing in trying to make sense of this. I totally understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, arriving at what I presume was the father of one of these suspects and, you know, smelling this delicious food cooking in his house and seeing his, you know, the boxes from new appliances, you know, sort of freshly opened in the foyer. I mean, it could have been your house. It could have been my house. It's odd.
Any sense of the dead at this point and the victims?
I haven't heard. I went through everything and I haven't, but I certainly know a lot about these types of centers and the services that they provide. You know, I have a member of my family. My nephew is autistic. These are centers that people rely on in this state in a huge way. They are game changers and lifesavers for families. For something like this to happen in a place like that. And you have to realize, you go through communities like this, what do you see, right? You see Jersey Mike's sub shops, and you see chain restaurants, and you see less and less libraries, and you see the public spaces and parks being taken over by football fields. These sort of community spaces are becoming less and less in California and in the country. And for such a crucial community space to become a scene for something as unimaginable like this, I think that's why this is hitting everyone so hard today.
Oliver Jones is a journalism professor at the Emerson College campus in Los Angeles, talking about the bloody scene and the terrible aftermath of the shooting at the Inland Regional Health Center, where the shooting took place yesterday in San Bernardino, California. Oliver Jones, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.